Today we're finishing off James 2 with verses 18 to 26. But someone will say, "You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. And he was called a friend of God. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. And in the same way, was not also Rahab the prostitute justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead." Yesterday, we looked at the four verses right before this, the first part of this section on faith and works. Verse 17 says, "So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." And James continues on this train of thought, this time with a few examples. First, there's the hypothetical person who says, "You have faith and I have works." Meaning, that person is saying that faith and works can exist separate from each other. James responds, "Okay, show me how that's possible. For me, I show my works by my work. I show my faith by my works, by what I do." Then he gets a little bit harsher in verse 19. He says that, "You believe that God is one. Good. But even the demons believe that." He calls that person foolish, since faith apart from works is useless. Unpacking that a bit more, the phrase "God is one" goes back to Deuteronomy 6:4, where God told the Israelites, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." It's one of the most important things that the Israelites were to remember. So that person who says God is one is saying that there is only one God, he is Lord. That person has the correct theological understanding, but understanding without submission and action that follows is useless, since that's just like what the demons do. In fact, Deuteronomy 6:5, the verse that follows "the Lord is one," says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." The foolish person just stays on Deuteronomy 6:4 without obeying verse 5. After all, love, including love for God, is shown by commitment and action. And God calls us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and might. Next, James gives a positive example of faith and works with Abraham. In verses 21 to 23, James describes how Abraham was justified by works when he offered up Isaac on the altar. Zooming into that verse, some Christians may be alarmed about justification by works. How can we be justified by works when our justification is built on Jesus' work on the cross, by the grace of God alone? However, verse 22 shows that James is not talking about earning one's salvation through works alone. That's not possible because, as the Bible says elsewhere, all of our works are like filthy rags before God. Verse 22 says that Abraham's faith was active along with his works and completed by his works. There's a relationship between faith and works where true faith is demonstrated by works. When Abraham pulled up the knife to sacrifice Isaac, he was not proving to God that he trusted in him. God knew that already, and God already called Abraham to become the father of many nations. In that moment, though, Abraham was showing how real his faith is to himself. You could say that he's justified his faith to himself and to others. Abraham had faith in God, so it showed by, and he showed it by his works. The natural relationship between faith and works should be that you have faith and therefore you have works. And lastly, we have another example of faith in Rahab. She was the prostitute who lived in Jericho, the promised land, and hid the spies from the rest of the people. She hid the spies from Israel, or from the Israelite spies, in Jericho, in the land that the Israelites were going to take over. Like Abraham, she heard of God and trusted that he is the real God, and she acted out of that trust. Rahab was justified. Her trust in God was shown. She was justified to the Israelites, and because of her action, she joined the people of God, and she even shows up in Jesus' genealogy. James concludes this chunk of wisdom with verse 26. For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. He reiterates that it only makes sense that faith goes hand in hand with works. I think all of us agree with what James says here. In a meta way, it is easy to agree with James theologically. What really matters, though, is our response to this truth. Again, we can easily be like the foolish person if we simply agree with what James says without actually doing anything. Remember, James is a book on wisdom, which is lived out. It's kind of like if you want to learn how to rock climb. Reading a book on how to rock climb alone cannot be all that you do. You actually have to go rock climbing. James's readers, including us, need to put our faith into action. This section on faith being shown by works, of faith resulting in works, has no specific application in these verses other than just to do the works that result from faith. I'm sure, though, that God has given us many works to do recently, many applications or ways to act for God, whether through the previous devotionals, from the Sunday series on everyday Christian people, or from family group as we're talking about practicing the words of Jesus. What are some applications from the past few weeks that you have been convicted to do? Maybe to practice stillness before God, or maybe to live out our purpose by meeting with a brother or sister. Let's reflect on those works of faith that God has called us to do and seek to be wise and follow through with them. It's okay if we forget them or we're having a hard time being super consistent with it, but really we want to actually do them. And the good news is that this is possible, and God's design is for us to carry out those works and to bear much fruit for Him. Let's pray. Dear God, we lift up our hearts to you, and we pray that we would not just stop with our faith in who you are, but God, we would live out the works that accompany that faith. And Lord, that we would be justified by the works that that show our faith and that complete our faith. Lord, help us to understand this relationship and help us by your Spirit to live out what you have called us to do. We lift up this day to you. Pray that you would fill us and lead us. In Jesus' name we pray.